Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Thanks for joining us here on the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast today. Walter Storholt alongside Kyle Alexander of Mach 1 Financial Group. Kyle's a retirement income planning specialist serving you in Northwest Arkansas. You can find Kyle and the team online by going to mach-1financial.com or by calling 479-876-2100. The title of our podcast today is Stress and Retirement. And psychologists have determined that retirement is the 10th most stressful event you can experience in life. The events listed on that study that were considered more stressful include things like the death of a spouse, going through a divorce, or going to jail even, which, yeah, I'd imagine those would be more stressful than retirement. But I still thought retirement was pretty high on the list, being at number 10. Let's look at some of the ways that, you know, this stress gets triggered, but also how we can proactively deal with this stress to limit it as much as possible in retirement. And, you know, one of the things we can do, Kyle, is to understand the fact that we're going to go under some significant lifestyle changes when we get to those retirement years.
So yeah, Walter, I mean, there are a lot of significant lifestyle changes that come when you retire. And I don't think people really think through how that might impact your life. You know, you think back on your work career and you think, man, thank goodness, I don't have to punch a clock anymore. I'm not on the clock anymore. I don't have to put in an 80-hour week or whatever the case may be. One of the most important things about leaving Fortune 50 America for me was just eliminating some of those meetings. I mean, the meeting to discuss the PowerPoint presentation you're going to give, and then the, you know, recap meeting after you've given the PowerPoint presentation to see how it could be improved next time. And, you know, those meeting after meeting environments just get so old. So you think, man, those are things I can shed without, you know, breaking a sweat or crying a tear or whatever, right? So also, you're not going to have any more deadlines or projects, no more sales calls if you're in the sales environment. You know, you don't have to worry about picking up the phone and talking to somebody you don't know or somebody that might not receive you in a positive way. I mean, so those things are obviously stressful, too. And the big winner for me when I left Fortune 50 America was handing over my frequent flyer card and handing back all those miles for all those trips that I had made. I don't have to get on a plane anymore, except when I want to, or perhaps when it's appropriate for business. And man, that's a huge stress reliever in and of itself. Some people really love it, though, and that's you know, different for each individual. Also, there's no more coworker drama, right? And all these things just sound like an awesome set of problems to get rid of. I mean, for most people, right? I have to admit, I mean, just talking through them, I'm like, wow, yeah, that's a lot. That's a huge burden to carry every day, right? But anytime you're removing that many things that are stress-oriented in your life, that also causes stress because you're changing your environment. You're changing your lifestyle in such a dramatic way so quickly that really takes quite a bit of adaptation, I would think. Wouldn't you, Walter?
Your purpose for a lot of people is, even if you identify your purpose as not being your work, that's what you're spending most of your time on. So in a way, you know, that's your identifier. That's your purpose. Even if you do a great job of living a balanced life and having other activities and hobbies outside of your work, it's still going to be one of the major purposes of your life. And you're just, you know, cutting the cord from that purpose.
That's exactly right, Walter. And so do you think this much change could actually cause stress in your life? I mean, you're not only having the loss of purpose, as you mentioned, but you're also having loss of control. And there's a totally new environment that could be developing. You might be infringing on your husband's lifestyle at home. Maybe he works from home, or maybe your wife works from home, and all of a sudden you're there all the time.
And they're not ready for you to be there.
That's a different animal, you know. I could go into the conversation about when my dad retired and him being home for about 2 months every day with my mom infringing on her lifestyle. That did not go well. Dad had to get a part-time job and get out of her hair. I mean, these are things you don't necessarily think about before you pull that trigger and go into retirement. And to your point, I mean, you mentioned one of the key things is purpose. And the key is not only to plan the financial part of your retirement, but also the purpose part of your retirement. You know, your second career could be the best career of your life. You might think about volunteering for a church related charity that, you were very passionate about. Maybe you want to volunteer in a children's home because you just love kids, or maybe an animal shelter. Who knows what it is? But your purpose changes because you have time to commit to something that you're passionate about. And it might not be, you know, it might not be volunteering. It might be using your gifts or talents and time into something completely different. So those are things to think about. And I think, you know, they're all relative and important, and you just have to figure out where you fit in that environment.
Yep, that does make a lot of sense, Kyle, no doubt about it. And we're talking about stress and retirement, how the two are related. Now, one thing you can do to eliminate some of that stress is to view all of those new challenges that you're going to face by eliminating a lot of those things that you just talked about, Kyle, and embracing those challenges as new opportunities and kind of view it as a whole new horizon. And I guess you touched on that about talking about the second career and that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you should embrace that opportunity to encounter some new things in life, some new adventures, if you will. So when you retire, you're never going to eliminate challenges in your life, because those challenges are going to happen to you whether you choose them or not. I mean, you're going to have events that you're not planning on, and those things will have to be dealt with, just like, you know, life itself, right? And then there are challenges that you're going to pick or choose that you want to endeavor to, you know, to work through. Maybe you want to learn how to play, a new instrument. And maybe you just want to tackle some new challenges because you like them. Maybe you want to go do some rock climbing. Heck, I don't know what it might be. But find the challenges that you enjoy facing and the ones that really keep you engaged and active, and start working through those, you know, and finding out what it is that really makes you tick, because now you have time to actually figure that out. Most people don't have the benefit of that time to do that very thing. But make sure that you also, in that endeavor to find your purpose or the use of your time in a positive way, that you create enough time to just relax and take the benefit of retirement. You know, don't forget that really retirement is indeed still about using your extra time in ways that are enjoyable and relaxing and also beneficial to you and others. You've spent your entire working life preparing for this particular moment. Enjoy it to its fullest. Find something that really is fulfilling to you to do, because that's going to keep you healthier longer, and it's going to keep you around for your family longer, and it's going to give you a sense of purpose.
It sounds ultimately like keeping your options open is really just a good way to eliminate some of that stress in retirement.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, sometimes the retirement dream isn't really so dreamy. Sometimes retirement is forced upon you, and it's sometimes like a little bit of a nightmare, right? So you got to make sure that you have other options. You know, maybe it's a different career in a different career field. You got to work a few more years, or maybe it's a part-time gig where you just need a little extra money coming in, so you're semi-retired. So, you know, that's not all bad. You can take some of the extra time that you've gained by going to part-time employment or a part-time career and do some things you enjoy doing while still remaining engaged in things that keep you sharp. You know, and some couples move to Florida, for instance, and then they decide they don't like the humidity, they don't like the traffic, or they don't like all those old people. Well, it's supposed to be funny, right? So I can say that because I know some people that said that to me.
There you go.
You don't
live in Florida. It's okay. We can poke fun.
That's right. So, you know, those things can be challenging and perhaps not so dreamy. And keeping your options open and being flexible, you know, is obviously important. Obviously, somebody with a business background might decide that volunteering at a nonprofit or in a church organization isn't quite as fulfilling as they thought it would be. And perhaps it's even stifling or frustrating because of the bureaucracy involved, or the fact that they have no control in these decisions, and they see some of these things going on now that they see how the sausage is being made in that charity, and they just don't like it. So, again, being flexible and looking for other things is not a bad thing to do. And there's never any shame in changing directions on something that you thought was going to make you happy during your retirement years, and you find out that it just didn't. And keeping those options open and looking for new opportunities is always a positive thing.
It certainly is. We're talking about stress and retirement here on the podcast today, and how it can you know, be detrimental to the planning process, but also how you can eliminate some of this stress, where it often lives. And perspective is really important to keep in mind here. You can't really base your retirement on your parents' or your grandparents' retirement because it's a lot different these days. So keep in mind that you're kind of in a new frontier.
Absolutely. And who knows, man, if you're keeping your options open, you might say, hey, I'm going to pick up the banjo and learn how to play it. And you go for your first lesson, and all of a sudden, your banjo instructor tells you that you're the next Steve Martin. You had no idea because you never even thought to pick up that instrument.
You never know.
Stuff like that happens, right? And
I do know a guy who basically did that. It was with the harmonica.
Oh, really?
And now he's like touring around playing the harmonica. It's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The same thing might be true for another sports endeavor. Maybe you pick up the bow and arrow for the first time and you figure out you're Robin Hood and you should have been robbing from the rich to feed the poor this whole time. I mean, I don't know. Anything can happen, right?
Oh, that's pretty funny. Yeah. You might be picking up the bow and arrow. It might be playing an instrument. That's the great thing. You can keep your options open and you'll maybe discover some new things about yourself. And if you kind of approach it with that flexibility, that's going to eliminate some stress. The less rigid you can be about your retirement years, that's going to be helpful. You know, a lot of these things, Kyle, that we've talked about so far, they're not really monetary in nature. We've been talking a lot about lifestyle and emotions and feelings and that kind of thing. But certainly, we would have to identify that the financial aspect of retirement is going to be one of the major stressors as well. And there's really one simple tool, and this may be a little self-serving, obviously, since we are, financial planners here talking about this topic, but I think that's okay. You can eliminate a lot of the stress that retirement enters into your life if you work closely with a good advisor.
Yeah, I guess that is a little self-serving, Walter. So in full disclosure, I mean, obviously, I do this for a living, and I'd love to help somebody with this particular struggle in their life and remove some of that stress from their life because that's what I do for a living, and I like it. Obviously, one of the best ways to eliminate different kinds of stress in retirement is to seek some professional support and assistance in working through some of these stressful situations around your finances. Money can easily cause stress. I mean, you look at the wealthiest people in the world, and you think, man, they don't have a care at all. When in reality, money, and financial woes bring a whole nother set of concerns and stress to the table. But if you have a good plan in place that eliminates, as much uncertainty as you possibly can, you're going to find that your stress level might be significantly reduced. And the key there is to create a plan and let you and your advisor work together and let that plan do the work for you to eliminate a lot of this stress. In fact, I would say one of the best things you might do is go on an interview crusade and interview the top 5 financial advisors in your area. Get to know those people. Get to know what makes them tick. Get to understand how they go about managing their clients' money. Understand if they are compatible with you from a cultural standpoint. Determine if you can not only trust them, but feel that that person is competent enough to help you stay on track financially throughout retirement. And in my opinion, one of the most important things you can do with an interview for a financial advisor is understand exactly where that person stands culturally and how they match up with you. Because ultimately, if you trust them, they're going to be doing this work for you. You want to enjoy the time that you spend with them. I think that's very important as well. So these are some things to consider. And after you go through that process of the 3 or 5 interviews, since you have time in retirement to do it anyway, gosh, I mean, you might end up with a couple of good golfing buddies out of the deal. You might end up with a guy that really enjoys a specific hobby that you like and have somebody else to hang out with. I mean, these are things that can happen, and they're also stress relievers, not only for your finances, but also in building other strong relationships in your community that can help you and your friends. So, it's not all about the self-serving component of that. It's the type of people that you hire. Mm-hmm. And there are people out there just like the ones that I described that have integrity, that are open. They're going to help you grow as an individual and really serve as a counselor for you if you choose that type of relationship with a financial advisor. They're out there. Go find them.
Well,
and then create a plan and let it work for you.
Well, if retirement is one of those stressors for you, if you're kind of looking at your future retirement, or maybe you've recently retired and you're a little more stressed out than you think you should be, if it's in that top 10 or even if it's in the top 20, I don't think it should be there. Reach out to the team at Mach 1 Financial Group here in Northwest Arkansas, and you can start talking about some ways to make retirement less stressful from not only the monetary perspective, but also that lifestyle conversation too, because it's about more than just the investments. It's about the whole lifestyle element of it as well. 479-876-2100, your number to call if you do need to reach out to the team at Mach 1. That's 479-876-2100, and you can always get us through the website, mach-1financial.com. That's mach-1financial.com. Kyle, thanks for the help on the podcast today. Always appreciate your perspective.
Hey, Walter, thanks for having me on, and look forward to talking to you next time. It'll be another challenging set of opportunities, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, see, there you go. Viewing things as an opportunity. You're viewing those challenges in front of you as an opportunity. That's right. That's the way to do it. Next week's podcast will be same time, same place. Be sure to come back and join us for the next great topic that we'll discuss right here on the Mach 1 Market Moment. Thanks for joining us.
Investment advisory services are offered through Coppell Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the Commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.